time for the good, the bad.
Hold that thought.
And the dumb.
On the Mighty Gwynn Show.
Hey, you heard the lady. It is time. That most looked forward to, thrill-packed, fun-filled, and exciting edition of the show. We go to the lighter side of sports, the lighter side of life, and talk about stories that are good, bad, and dumb. Producer Ron, you've been furnished with a veritable cornucopia of stories for today. I wait in anxious anticipation to find out where you are going to go with
going outside the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
No, okay. Just kidding.
Brave man. All right.
Come on now. No, this is a special Super Bowl edition of the good, the bad, the dumb. And my original good was, you know, just talking about sports in general, the last year of championships that we've had. But, you know, that was so good, we had to talk about a whole segment on it. Plus, I ran across a text message from you.
From me?
From you. I tried to see if we had audio of this. Unfortunately, we did not because we were talking about other things on Friday. But for you listeners out there, the Mighty Gwynn is very mighty indeed.
Thank you.
I have a text message dated from Friday, I believe.
January 26th.
Yeah.
Who looked back and checked it out, though? Not me.
Well, I did.
You did.
And he did predict the Patriots to win, which most people did. That itself, that's not that amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The amazing thing was the final score he predicted was 34-27.
Yes.
And if memory serves me, it was, you know, it was a fun night last night. The final score, I believe, was 33-28.
It was 34-28. I missed Atlanta by one.
That's right.
Point.
It was 34.
So if they had just done like New England and shanked an extra point, I would have been good, man. I would have had a nail. Now everybody in the company put up a prediction, right?
Yes.
Now I have to have won this competition.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what everyone else said. I got to look at
Do I win something? Do I win something? That's what I really want to know.
At least should. A fruit basket.
Exactly.
Maybe a basket of mini muffins. I'll get on that
I
mean, for you.
I put a lot of thought into that prediction.
And, I mean,
I
and missing it and literally missing it by one point.
By one point. I mean, Sean Salisbury is a former NFL player. And I was closer than he was. So what? I got to get something. Ron?
I'm putting the I-team on it. Okay. Once we're done taking apart Will's car... we'll get you that basket of mini muffins.
One investigation at a time. Yes.
My bad. I actually have two bads, and they both center around the Falcons, obviously. The first bad goes to the Falcons coaches. Did you hear about this?
No.
At NRG Stadium, the coordinators, Kyle Shanahan and Dan Miller?
Mike Smith.
Thank you. I don't know where Dan Miller came from. Anyways, they were, you know, with their respected assistants and stuff. They were up in the press box, could not catch the elevator down. Waited. They wanted to take the elevator down after the game to meet with their team. And after waiting, I think, 20 minutes for the elevator, somebody had advised them, why don't you just take the stairs down? So they took the stairs down, where they entered into the concourse area, surrounded by Patriot fans just cheering.
No! Oh, my God.
So to make... No. Not only do you lose a Super Bowl in that way, then you're having to
mingle up in the party train.
With the party train,
oh,
yes.
Oh, God.
The other bad thing for the Falcons, and there's video of this, sporting goods stores in the Atlanta area, midway through the third quarter, began stocking their shelves full of Atlanta championship gear. To catch a head start, figuring, you know, nothing could happen, right?
Exactly. This is solid. Nothing weird or unfortuitous has ever, or so, snake bitten has ever happened to an Atlanta sports team before.
The best part, the video that you normally see right now is them having to take it down. Them in the wee hours of the morning.
You know what? But listen, there's a silver lining to this, Ron. There are hundreds of kids in Africa who are now going to have Falcons Super Bowl 51 champions gear, thanks to their loss yesterday.
Yeah.
The needy will be clothed, The poor will be fed. Well, they probably won't be fed.
They'll think the Falcons are the greatest team on the planet.
Exactly. They're going to be like, who was that? That magical flying bird swooped in from the heavens and dropped off these T-shirts, these magical T-shirts made from what must be the greatest football team in the history of the world. It's going to be like the gods must be crazy. Instead of a Coke bottle, you're going to be getting
hats and T-shirts.
You're going to get Matt Ryan number 2 jerseys, and everybody in Zambia is going to think that the Falcons are the greatest thing ever.
You know, and they have a positive message: rise up.
Exactly.
That's littered everywhere. So
if you can't,
it's a good thing.
If you can't rise up and win a Super Bowl, rise up and plant the crop.
Now, my dumb for the day is reserved for the one of the number one Patriot fans, Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg.
Oh yeah, we thought he was a number one fan.
Was spotted yesterday leaving the Super Bowl midway through the third quarter. Now, he has came out, he has sent out an Instagram post and said that the reason why they left was because one of his sons felt ill, and family comes first.
Yeah, that's very convenient.
Isn't it?
Like, do we know, is there documented evidence that this kid was ill? Do we have any stadium worker?
Did it just happen to be?
Just happened to be when the Patriots were losing
28-3.
28-3. All of a sudden, your kid was ill.
Yeah.
Listen, family does come first. I don't.
No, I agree
him.
To that.
I do not begrudge him that. I just find it a little convenient that of all the Super Bowls the Patriots have been to, when they were getting run out of the town on a rail, right? 25 points down in what looked like it was going to be an all-time blowout, all of a sudden, oh, little Jimmy's sick. By the way, they have excellent medical facilities in NRG Stadium, a professional football team plays
Plus,
there.
I mean, it's a stadium full of rich people, so you know there's good doctors
in there.
There's
doctors all over the place. I mean, what happened? What happened to this? Did you have an alien come out of his stomach? What happened here?
It was enough for to pull dear dad away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah. This is another investigation we need to commence. Tony D coming up. Back at you tomorrow. It's SB Nation Radio.